I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees strain Lebanon's resources and infrastructure. Ongoing forced deportations send refugees back to Syria, whether or not they want to leave. Yet hope remains. Syrian refugees are coming to Christ in droves. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adaman tells us,
they're exploding exponentially. They're sharing their faith. They're winning other Syrian Muslims to Jesus Christ.
Heart for Lebanon just finished a 54,000-square-foot ministry center in Lebanon.
It has the purpose of training them to such a degree that they will become irresistible ambassadors for Jesus Christ when they return to Syria.
Ask God to guide the leaders of Heart for Lebanon.
We need wisdom on how do we say no to a lot of people who really need help and say yes to others.
And yesterday we talked about the decreasing influence Christians have on their culture in the United States. Rex Rogers of Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says U.S. Christians today live in a transitional time period, and it might be time we take a page out of Sat7's playbook.
I work with a ministry in the Middle East and North Africa where the church is a very small percentage, and they have for decades, even centuries, lived under oppression or outright persecution. The church there is resilient and strong. They have figured out how to live out their faith in a coin a phrase, a multi-religious world.
Learn more about Sat7 and how you can make God's love visible in a multi-religious world at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages, and they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Just look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.